Good morning, neighbors. How are you? Welcome to WKBK's open mic program. Our guest in the studio this morning, as promised, representing District 10, New Hampshire State Senate District. Senator Molly Kelly's here to answer our questions and your questions.
And my concern was the safety of the schools. And every time we would all get together in a meeting and talk about the safety of the schools, somebody would say, it's safe. No, it's not safe. No, it is safe. No, we don't have to deal with it. So I put legislation in that said that on an annual, every year, annually, the chief of the fire department in your community must do an annual inspection.
Hey folks, Sam Dotson here. I'm going to jump in with a little bit of commentary. What Molly Kelly is describing here sounds good on its face. But really, this is just the latest tactic that government seems to be using to hold taxpayers hostage and force them into paying for this. So what she's proposed is having the government fire inspector go into the government school where all the government teachers work and decide basically what repairs need to be done because it's the law. So then they come up with this extensive list of repairs that will cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair. And then they can go back and to the voters and say, well, look, we're going to have to spend this money whether you want to or not. So do you want to throw it down the toilet fixing all of these repairs? Or do you want to just give us what we want and give us the new school? And the story is the same whether it's the dam or the airport repairs or the water treatment upgrades. The fact is they're using their own system to hold you hostage to force you to work harder so that they can take your money and spend it inefficiently.
Let's get on to another caller. We appreciate it. 357-1290. You're next on the air with Senator Molly Kelly. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dotson. So, Molly Kelly, when I first met you about a year and a half ago, you said that some of the same things, that it was important that we work together. And then when I was in jail, about half a dozen people called you for help. You didn't bother calling any of them back. Later, you went on your listening tour where you wanted to hear from people in the community. So I set up a group, called your office for weeks and weeks, and you never once returned that call. Later, you said you were just too busy. But I did check your calendar and noticed that you did have time to meet with the teachers union, and which might explain why here in Cheshire County you're spending over $16,000 to educate one kid for part of the year. So my question for you is, at this point, how is it you can expect me to believe a word that comes out of your mouth?
I want to respond to that, Senator Kelly.
Well, Sam, you and I have had this discussion a number of times. We've had it on the air before. And, I think that the voters make those decisions and decide who they can trust. And I have worked very hard in our community to move these initiatives forward. And I'm going to stick by that, Sam. Thank you.
Notice that once again, Molly Kelly is refusing to address the issue. I called in to bring up the discrepancy in her own claims that she's here to listen to everybody while at the same time not calling back any of the supporters who called while I was in jail, not returning a single phone call, not being willing to meet on the listening tour. And yet, here she is once again making her claims to represent people that she refuses to talk to.
I'm always open to hearing a different opinion, and it's important to hear all sides because you send me to Concord to problem solve.
I'm sorry, Molly Kelly, but I don't send you anywhere, and I really don't want anything to do with your political process. All I want to do is be free to live my life in a way that doesn't harm other people. The question I have for you is, why is it you won't just leave people like me alone? Now let's hear from Damage Control, who can't actually refute anything I'm saying, so all that's left is to attack the messenger.
Good morning. I wanted to thank the senator for her efforts. I'm very impressed for how well she's worked with the governor and all the councils. And I just wanted to make a comment. Is the station Teabag Radio? Because it becomes very rude. It's nice to hear a fresh Democrat on the radio, but the vitriol of teabaggers or hardcore people on the radio that you attract is a little rough. And my point is, I will tell you, she talked about the banking. I was in a team manufacturer's office within the last month, and he has a number of employees, and he said that his banker just left asking him to borrow if he wanted to borrow money. So I tend to believe Senator Kelly's integrity, education, background versus some vitriol.
We appreciate the phone call. I guess if you want me to respond to that as far as who calls and who participates, I think the fact that I let you talk and say what you wanted to say right up until you said thank you. And just on my own experience, anybody from any walks of life can call. And just judging by the last three phone calls, we've had a liberal, a conservative, and a libertarian. Any Green Party people out there?